Dear Lord, I am tired, my children. It is Saturday. Okay, it's not Saturday. This is the update for Friday, September 17th, 2021. The problem is I'm doing it at 12:45 in the morning on the Sunday. Riley, you are not sleeping well. You're not feeling good. You're still running your fever. This morning, everybody left. You and I were here. We crashed, buddy. I crashed harder than you did. You got a bit more sleep than I did, but oh, I was tired. And so we're not really gonna say we did anything today. We didn't. Then, Zan, you got out of math early so you could come take care of your brother. And I went downtown, and oh, I saw OJ on the way downtown. He's going for an eye appointment. I miss my friends. And then I went up and saw your mama. Well, actually, to be specific, I think I actually got from Scotia Square up to the Commons before Mum did. And she didn't drive from there. She drove from, I think, Bedford High. I don't really know. She didn't tell me. And the goal was for her to meet Jagmeet Singh. She was so excited. I understand. I've met a bunch of premiers and prime ministers. It's kind of fun at first. By the time I met Stephen McNeil, I had kind of just wanted to go back to my desk and work. But seeing how much joy your mom was getting out of it was great. And I will admit, I had a lot of fun chatting with people. I started so many conversations. It was so much fun. But I didn't really want to meet Jagmeet Singh because unless he's going to actually listen, I don't see a point. It'll be like a 5-minute flash in the pan, get a picture. I got a picture, by the way, but we'll get to that. Anyway, your mom was very excited. We finally found the place on the Common. And she, She did, what did she do? Jagmeet Singh. Oh, yes. She had to leave early to go to her meeting. Not 5 minutes had passed when she left and he pulled up. She didn't have to leave too much early. She actually left later than she'd intended to. But still, she was so disappointed. I stuck around. I chatted with more people. I had one great conversation with a woman while Mom was there. Her 4-year-old's birthday is November 10th, 2016. Same as you, Riley. Her due date for her next one is January 20th, 1 day away from my birthday. Her birthday is May 19th, Mom's May 16th. Anniversary dates were different, but we had a lot of fun just chatting about things. It was cool. Then we did we do? Sorry. Oh, goodness. This is going to be one of those ones you fall asleep to. That's cool. I'm okay with that. Then Jagmeet Singh came and I tried to talk to some of the candidates, but they're very focused on what they're doing, I think. Just trying to think of the next moves. I understand. I did that before. I don't know. I don't think I want to do that again. All that campaigning, all those stairs. Do you remember that, Zan? We would climb those stairs and all those buildings just because we didn't want to take an elevator from one floor to the next, and I got in so much better shape doing that with you. Riley, you only did one building with us. But It was a big one, and you were so tired by the end. You didn't even make it to the end. You got to four floors from the top. You gave up. So we had a bit of fun. Next, today, yeah. So that got over. Still chatting with people. Walked home. Not home. Walked to the bus stop at the Scotia Square Terminal. Bussed home. Zan, you would call the time or two. Riley's lying on the floor. His tummy's upset. What do I do? Nothing much, buddy. You make sure he's okay. You provide comfort. He had food. I gave him some of my stew. It was delicious, even if you guys don't like it. I love it. You don't need to eat for the next 5 weeks. I'll be eating my stew the whole time. Anyway. Got home. Riley, you were asleep under the blanket. It wasn't even 6 o'clock. We took a video of you sleeping. Well, Zan took the video and I removed the blanket. And you just curled back up and went back to sleep. And then when about 8 o'clock, when Mom got home, she woke you up and tried to take you to bed. I fed you. We have bananas and toast for tonight if you're hungry. Mom lied down with you, got your teeth brushed, things like that. And you're in with her right now, and you keep coughing, and I want to take you in the shower and have you clear out because you're running a fever again. Zan, you got to stay up late tonight. I let you play video games until 8 o'clock. Riley did not play with you. It was just all you. And then, after that, you got to stay up till 9:30, I think it was, that I let you stay up to watching TV tonight just because you were good and you babysat. It's kind of like your payment was to be able to stay up late and have more media. I didn't get my Chase the Ace tickets. I know I have a gambling habit, but I really want to do the Chase the Ace. It doesn't seem as bad as buying lottery tickets every week. I think there's 3 or 2 cards left. It'd be nice if we won. But besides that, tired. I wanted to talk about Honor tonight, but I think I put it off too long, and I'm now too exhausted to talk about it. Which is probably for the best. It takes a lot more thinking. Maybe we'll talk about it tomorrow or another day. Honor's an important idea anyway. Alright, guys. I call it a go bay. Bed is needed. I love you. Good night.